Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, July the 15th, 2016, as we are continuing on our growth series for the month of July, as we continue to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. This is a great day, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited in reference to all of the things that we've been talking about so far this year. Why it's vitally important to build your network, your business, like never before. In reference to building it up in the community where you are, where you do business, no matter where you are in the country, no matter what city or state you're in, your goal is to build up your network within your community. Helping and assisting and co-oping is the key word again, co-oping with local businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations within your community. And then also understanding the five P's of marketing. It's all about the people, the product, the price, the place, and your promotions. Promotions are going to be the vital key factor that's going to enhance your business and kick it up a notch where you start seeing exponential growth. Your focus in growth mode in the growth series that we promote here at GTE Professional Network Radio and assisting you by educating your guests, by utilizing the tools you have, and by promoting the products that you deal with on a regular, consistent basis. Your promotions should be like clockwork, to whereas now you have everything you need to build it up successfully. And understanding that, you must also understand that this is an opportunity for everybody to tap into what it is you do consistently on a regular daily basis. And notice I said daily. We all have to come together. We all have to do our part in order to assist the market, people in the marketplace of what people want, need, and can afford. We're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. It's what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, and that's part of your marketing strategy, your business plan, your product strategy, and then also knowing what products are moving faster, again, what's relevant today in the marketplace. Whether you're an online business, internet-based business, which such as myself, then you want to make sure you're promoting on social media on a regular, consistent basis in reference to what it is you do, and then also thanking and getting the feedback and sharing the feedback of your guests or customers that you had that also like the product that they got from you. Now, promoting is also good if you're promoting the product, the person who purchased the product, and then also promoting the network that you're a part of within the community. It's all about building up the community like never before. We wouldn't have the things that you see today in the world if we continue on and have the communities all tap into what's relevant. How do we build it up, Ed? How do we get the communities on board? By tapping into the resources that we have currently today. And also by supporting and helping one another, educating one another, and building it up to where everybody wins. It has to be a win-win formula scenario in order for you to continue to see the success that you're looking at. If you continue to do this, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis, I guarantee you there will be a lot of happy people instead of hurting people and instead of killing people and instead of things that's out there on the marketplace today that we see now in the world that really is, well, why is it happening now? Everybody's all for one and for themselves. But now if we come together, unified body, then we can basically change lives as we change the world and change the communities that we're in by changing the fact of the matter that we won't tolerate a lot of the extras that don't need to be there. So with that bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about growing your network, growing your business, and co-opting with the current key factors and principles that's going on today. Local businesses. If you're a small business, and you're internet-based, and you have a brick-and-mortar location, your goal is to partner with other companies within that area. By sharing the network, sharing the people, there's enough people in to go around. In the city of Houston, where I'm at, there's over 2 million people here. In Chicago, where I'm originally from, 3 million, close to 3 million there. So if you're looking at the third and fourth largest cities in the United States, if you're in New York or California, or no matter what city you're in, your goal is to connect by networking, by sharing, and by educating the people about what it is you do. You stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see a massive upsell of a lot of things that's going on. And referral-based, your promotion should be promoting to get more referrals, get more people into your doors, traffic-wise, to get more traffic like clockwork. Well, that Pokemon Go epidemic that's out there now in the marketplace, look at the businesses that are taking advantage of that today. You got local restaurants. You got retailers. You have everybody participating in that Pokemon Go thing to drive traffic to their doors. Well, if you're a part of something like that, you're doing great. We're talking about trends, what's coming toward the future. Regardless of how crazy people may think it is, or how outrageous it may look. But it's all about a trend, what's relevant today, what's happening, what's coming up in the future. Nobody thought solar panels or wind turbines would be relevant today. Well, what do you mean? Well, if you look at today and what we got going on, what Apple is doing as a manufacturer, what Samsung is doing as a manufacturer, and look at the U.S. manufacturers that we have today. Are we co-opting with them? Are we partnering up with the manufacturers that's relevant today? And are we utilizing the cutting-edge technology that's going to help us and catapult us to the next level? Well, if the answer is yes on that, ladies and gentlemen, then you're on the right track. Then you're standing forward in reference to what's relevant. Outdated information and technology will not last. Yes, it's still relevant. Don't get it twisted, but the main focus and goal is to stay relevant in what's current. There is a market for everything if you understand the marketplace. Yes, the marketplace is finicky. It's a fickle thing that you can look at that where when people go about looking for things, you'd be amazed as to what it is people go out and get. Look at Dubai. Look at Alibaba. Look at all of the different companies that are taking advantage of these things based on the manufacturers. Target the retailers. All of your retailers that's in the U.S. today are nothing but distributors for the manufacturer. If you become a distributor for the manufacturer, marketing a product or service on your website, online, then you can be a cutting edge too. Amazon has done just that. Why do you think Amazon is so great? Prime and all of the different things that they do, free shipping. Look at all of the things that are relevant today. And why is it so of an epidemic or a big buzz today in reference to online orders? It's taking helm like clockwork. It's a mass volume of people ordering and purchasing more now online than ever before. The internet has become a cash cow for a lot of companies who take a part of that. But what does your cash cow look like? And what are you doing right now to create your own cash cow? Those are the questions, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to ask yourself in order for you to stay relevant today. I wonder, and it's kind of interesting, as I share this on the show each and every week, and I talk about relevant things that's in the marketplace, and because I have a degree in electronics and coming from manufacturing, taught me exactly why it's relevant to partner with them. Why is it relevant for you as a company, small business, or any business, to partner and co-op with these companies or manufacturers? Because it's relevant. Down, you can bring a certain price based on the market and based on the competition today. And then you can also have, and it's all about volume. In manufacturing, that's what we learn, volume. The more volume of items you move and produce each week, each month, the more money you potentially make. It's almost like winning a lottery. How many people go to purchase a ticket? Volume. Of course, that's why it comes into millions of dollars, multi-millions, when it comes to the number of people participating in that one thing. That's what you want to master. That's what you want to locate yourself more and more each day. The more you do that, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get, the better you are. And guess what? Nobody can touch you. So you want to stay relevant. You want to continue to educate your guests, have them as your runners to talk about the product and service that you're providing. Also, share on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, on what it is you do. Have somebody assigned and dedicated to just that on a regular, consistent basis. You can never have too much exposure, ladies and gentlemen. As I shared before, I say again, you can never have too much exposure. The more, the merrier. So get out there. Get your business out there. And let people know what it is you do. And you do well. You are the masters. You are the experts. They're going to come to you for answers. So be there. Be ready. Be a go-getter. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have a beautiful, exciting business that's going to continue to grow and stand the test of time. So you have to make sure that you do double up on everything necessary when it comes to the marketplace. Co-oping is a key factor you must do on a regular basis. With multiple companies, manufacturers, and with your customers. Reward them, they will reward you. Be good to them, and they will be good to you. Them with utmost respect, they will treat you the same way. Getting back to basics, ladies and gentlemen, basically marketing 101 and also sales 101, business 101, you're going to learn. Are you serious about getting to the next level? Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, if you're generating $4,000 or $5,000 a month in your company or $10,000 or $50,000 a month in your company, your goal is to continue to draw volume. That's the bottom line. That's the take that you want to get out of this message that we're sharing with you today here on GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm really excited about the people who participated and shared with me their stories, and we're going to have more of that coming up. With local businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations that we're going to co-op with and share their information and how well they've done in the area where they are, how they grow their market, how they help the people. The more people you help get what they want, ladies and gentlemen, the more automatically you get what you want. but what it is that, what do you want? What do you really want to obtain? And what is your goal for your company, your business? And what are you doing in the community to be a support group for those who need you? So it's all about educating and basically promoting properly earns you big dividends than like never before. So I'm super excited for everybody who's tuning into this show each and every week as we continue to build and grow our networks in the area where we do business. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm here. And that's what I'm going to continue to give you as a guideline for growth. You grow, everybody wins. You keep building, and you keep making sure that you're doing everything possible to assist everybody on the level. That's what I wanted to share with you is real quick, simple, and sweet that we talk about here on GT Professional Radio. If you want to get information or more about marketing and building your network and understanding more about how to get to the next level, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tune in and go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I want to make sure that you all get the information that's necessary toward your growth, toward building a big business, and also toward helping and building up in the community. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's the PHP effect, people helping people, and that's what we're all about here at this station. And I want to continue to encourage you and equip you with information that's going to be relevant today. So continue on, keep building, and keep your focus, ladies and gentlemen, following one course until successful, so that way you can stand the test. And guess what? Everybody who sees you will start to follow you, and guess what? You become a buzz of your own all by yourself. And I'm really excited for those who have done such and the sites that we've been able to build and continue to build on a regular, consistent basis. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And until next week, it's been a pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. Until next week, keep the faith and keep building the dream.